front page stories of all about the research being done by Dr. John Bell here in Ottawa into the vaccine that attacks cancer cells and it moving on to the next stage of human trials. Is this as good a news story as some of us seem to think?
Yeah, it absolutely is. This again has shown a proof of concept. They did a phase one study published in the journal Nature, 23 people. They gave a genetically engineered vaccine called vaccinia virus, which is also used to treat smallpox, that was designed to target specific properties of cancer cells and not normal cells. And so what they wanted to find out is, did it, first of all, cause any harm to patients, and does it actually do what it's supposed to do? So these 23 people who had multi-organ cancer involvement, so they had really end-stage cancer disease. And out of these 23 people, they gave them five different doses. They divided them up and gave them five different doses, different strengths, and then biopsied the tumors 8 to 10 days later. They found seven of the eight people who had the highest dose, they found the virus was at target, it was replicating, and it wasn't in normal cells, which is exactly what they wanted it to do. Six of those eight people had shrinkage of their tumors. And remember, Steve, this was just one dose. This wasn't multiple doses. This wasn't with chemotherapy. This was just one dose. And none of them out of the 23 had any significant side effects. They had mild flu-like symptoms. So this showed the proof of concept and really moved this now phase one study likely onto phase two, where it involves actual treatment. And I understand Dr. John Bell is on later to talk about this, and I'm waiting to hear from him too, because this is pretty amazing when you think about it, how they've managed to do this.
Well, and he'll join us at 8:10. I should clarify that. He'll be here at 8:10 this morning.
Absolutely. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, and one of the things we'll talk to him about is, okay, stage two trials, who will qualify, what stands in the way of somebody for whom other therapies are no longer succeeding getting into this trial? Is there anything that that we can do to make it available to people who, for whom other therapies are no longer working?
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll have all those answers for you, Steve.
Great, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.